pages 21 through 23. The consonants P and D at the end of a word.
Pol and Vol are about to babysit a bug. But first, I want you to turn to page 21 of your workbook. There's a picture of a map and a splash of paint that's red. Let's talk about the letters at the end of map and red. The word map ends with the sound p and is spelled M-A-P. What sound does the word red end with? That's right. Red ends with the sound d and is spelled R-E-D. Now, as you listen to the story, look at the picture at the top of the page and listen for words that end with the sounds d and p.
Let's hurry, Pol!
You should hurry. You're late. You're supposed to be taking care of me.
Taking care of you? I don't even see you.
I'm right here. I'm Ted, the bug. And you are my new babysitters.
I don't think
so. Okay, I'm ready. Babysit me. You're supposed to say, "It's your bedtime, Ted."
Vol, I don't think we have time for this.
Oh, Pol, it won't take very long. I've never babysat a bug, but I am a very good babysitter. Watch. It's your bedtime, little Ted.
But I can't go to sleep. I don't have my sleeping cap. I never go to sleep without my cap.
Pol, I see his cap right there. Hand it to me. Thanks. Now, Ted, you just climb in my lap. You look very sleepy.
Oh, I am.
Vol, the words sleep and cap both end in the sound p. Why don't you sing a lullaby with words that end in p?
Good idea. That's what babysitters do, you know.
All right. Sit in my lap, put on your cap, take a nap.
There, Pol. Ted is already asleep. I told you I was good at this. Now, I'll just lay him down on the grass and...
I'm not asleep yet. You haven't told me my bedtime story. I never go to sleep without my bedtime story.
Vol, I'll tell him that. I'll make it so boring that he'll fall asleep.
Okay.
Once there was a sheep on a cloud. Then another sheep came, and there were two sheep on a cloud. The next day, another sheep came, and then there were three sheep on a cloud.
That's right, Ted. Count your sheep, fall asleep, safe and deep. On their cloud, sheep so proud, never loud. Oh. Good night, little Ted the Bug. Now, I'll just...
Hey, I'm still not asleep. That was a boring story. And I'm not comfortable.
Vol, it is really time for Ted to go to bed.
Bed! I want a bed. I can't go to sleep without a bed.
But Ted, bugs don't sleep in beds.
My last babysitter gave me a bed.
Oh, Vol, just give Ted a bed. After all, Ted and bed end in the sound duh.
Glad you pointed that out, Pol. But where are we going to get a bed?
Could it be?
Yes, it is, Vol. The bag gave us a bed.
Okay, little Ted. Hop in bed.
A bed. You are the best babysitters a bug ever had. Will you babysit for me again tomorrow?
If you think I'm going to miss Cat's party...
Paul! Ted, I'll tuck you in bed. Now to bed, sleepy head, sweet dreams, Ted. I said sweet dreams, Ted, not sweet dreams, Paul.
Huh? Oh, I wasn't asleep.
Paul, let's tiptoe away before Ted wakes up.
Vol, will you babysit for me sometime?